All right, let's cast forward. Assume that, I mean, I hope in the next weeks and months this crisis is less acute and things are starting to get back to normal. I think there's two areas of the government's policy that come into play, the Future Made in Australia plan, but also the renewable energy transition. How do you see that playing out and how do you see that putting us in a stronger position?
Yeah, so obviously in the first instance, my and the government's key focus has got to be to ensure the supply of liquid fuels to Australia, and we're working full pelt on that. More broadly, I've made the point for years that renewable energy is, one, the lowest emissions form of energy, two, the cheapest, and three, in many senses, the most secure. I think that argument is now, easier to make. And I think it's more understandable. There'll still be an argument about it. I don't expect Matt Canavan or Barnaby Joyce or others to agree with me on this point, but it happens to be true. The sun has to travel 150 million kilometres to get to the Earth, but it does not have to travel the 150 kilometres that are the Straits of Hormuz. And it is ours, and the wind can't be sanctioned, and Vladimir Putin cannot, prohibit the export of renewable energy from his country because it's directly ours. Now, yes, we have to capture that renewable energy. We have to store it. We're going gangbusters on storage, absolute gangbusters, storing renewable energy from the middle of the day and using it at night. And that's helping Australians with their choice of electric vehicles. If you've got a home battery, under our cheaper home battery policy, you're looking at your energy system at home and think, well, I've got solar panels. I've got a battery. Maybe now I can make the switch to electric vehicle much more safely because, I'm out at work during the day. We're not using much energy in the middle of the day. My battery is getting us through the night. I can come home at night and charge my EV and I'll be much better off financially. And yes, I won't have to go to worry about the fuel supply anymore. So, I think potentially, that this is an important moment to really double down on the argument that renewable energy is low emissions, cheap and sovereign and secure.
What about in the freight sector and big industry in general? Is that an area for more? We talk a lot about domestic use.
Yeah. And look, it's a tough nut to crack. Heavy vehicle transport is what we're talking about there. Yeah. But we're making good progress. I mean, it is hard though. I mean, there's a lot of diesel trucks on the road and they travel a lot. And they travel long distances. There was just the first delivery from Sydney to Canberra by an EV truck.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's one delivery, but it's a good thing. It shows it can be done. There's companies out there doing great work, on truck charging with our support in some instances. We just announced some support for truck charging just this week by coincidence, by happenstance. It was always scheduled to be this week, but it's quite topical. I think it's 50% of trucks sold in China now are EVs. So it can be done, but we've got more work to do. We've got our new vehicle efficiency standards, which applies to light vehicles. It doesn't apply to trucks because trucks are more complicated.
Sure.
And industry and government do need to work together. But we are and we'll continue to, and if anything, we'll step it up.
Okay, we're nearly out of time. I think being a federal government minister is like drinking from a fire hose at the best of times, but just tell me what your Easter weekend looks like. I presume you'll be on the phone almost.
Yeah, I'm working through. Obviously, I did have a holiday planned, but that's hit the fence. Quite right. That's the job. I'm very lucky to have a very understanding wife and an understanding family. To be clear, I'm not asking anyone else to cancel their holidays, but as the energy minister, I think there's a particular responsibility on me to be around over Easter. That's okay. That's the job. And I will be working through Easter. I will be on the phone to the fuel companies all through Easter. And I dare say I'll be providing public updates almost every day.
Chris Bowen, you've been very generous with your time. We really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Good to chat, Tom. Good on you.
Thanks for joining us again this week. You can always write to us at australianpolitics@theguardian.com. This episode was produced by Daniel Simo, and the executive producer of the podcast is Alison Chan. I'm Tom McElroy, wishing you a safe and relaxing long weekend, and we'll see you next week.